Voodoo doll curses pastor. Celebrities admit to practicing witchcraft. Pope Francis appoints a pro-LGBTQ preacher. And Gateway Church is facing layoffs. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Pastor Greg Locke burns a voodoo doll found on his property. He says, "Your witchcraft will not work." Pastor Greg Locke is no stranger to spiritual attacks against him and physical ones, too, as he was the target of a gunman just a couple months ago. He's now under another spiritual attack from someone trying to place a curse on him by using a voodoo doll. During a Facebook Live, Locke shared with the world how this spiritual attack came about. Others have shared about this incident as well, to some very interesting responses. Malachi, thanks for joining again to talk about what happened over the weekend with Pastor Greg Locke. You posted this video, so tell us about some of the response that you got.
So I was with Greg Locke when he told me about this happening. I was actually there in person with him. And when I posted this video, I did not expect the level of just visceral hate. I got two things. One was encouraging responses of people saying, "We're going to pray, we're going to pray." But the other was like demonic hatred on X of four-letter words. I mean, galore, people basically cursing us for posting this kind of content and exposing the darkness. And then honestly, the other type of content, I assume maybe be from Christians, was people just going, "This doesn't even exist. This is just a gimmick to get views or clicks or like," which nothing could be further from the truth. So I was actually quite surprised, to be honest with you, at the level of hate and then just the level of cynicism, but was encouraged by the people saying, "Hey, we're praying for you, we're with you," and mainly praying for Pastor Greg Locke. Like, that's who I asked them to pray for, and they did.
Yeah.
Up a homemade voodoo doll, complete with a upside down cross hanging on the bottom and a little hair looking thing hanging out of it. And so got the legs, the whole deal. They had it wired up close to our mailbox at the end of our driveway on our fence post for the world to see. And it is literally a voodoo curse that these people have placed at the end of our driveway to curse our family and curse our home and curse our house, apparently. And so it's interesting that these witches and these Satanists and these God deniers, the lengths that they will go to do stupid stuff like this right here. Let me tell you something. People are like, "Oh, you shouldn't hold it. You shouldn't put it in your hand. It'll burn you." No, I'm going to burn it and send it back to hell where it belongs. And the person who put it there needs to repent, or you're going to burn in hell as well. But, you know,
I love how, like, he's just not afraid of this thing, you know, this item, this curse or whatever. He knows his rightful authority. He knows his rightful place as a son of the Most High God. He knows that he's covered in the blood of Jesus, and he doesn't have to be worried about these curses. Where does that boldness come from?
Well, I think it just simply comes from the revelation and the reality that, you know, okay, so that voodoo doll was tied to a fence post at the end of his driveway. It comes from the revelation that our Lord Savior Jesus Christ was nailed to a cross for our sins, died, rose again. And I think Greg just lives in the revelation of the power of the blood and the reality that Satan's under our feet. And having seen and experienced demons be cast out of people. And so the confidence comes from, one, knowing what Jesus done for us. But number two, Pastor Greg knows that we have to go out and confront this evil with truth. And so I kind of thought it was hilarious that he said, you know, "You can repent or you'll burn in hell." And so, because, I mean, again, we've lost in America fiery preachers. They're coming back in a lot of ways. I mean, interesting, after this election, some stuff is happening. But we need more bold preachers like that will just call it for what it is. And Greg did just that.
Yeah, you said about fiery preachers, and Greg definitely is. And, you know, the political season is we're still on the tail end of it. But in 2020, Pastor Greg Locke was a fiery Baptist preacher that was more Republican maybe than anything else. And he had basically an encounter with the Lord, and now he's more about deliverance in Jesus. And the same voting the same political stances there, but that's because of what he's of the revelation that he has, and you know, being submitted to Jesus, as opposed to this is what I believe, and I'm going to make everything line up with that. I just love to see the firebrand shifted, and he's fiery for the right reasons, and there's a righteous anger as opposed to the craziness that was happening about 4 years ago. But let's see what happens here as he finishes with this thing.
That you can do it 1,000 times and it's not going to work. We're not going to die. We're not going to be sick. We have the power of the Holy Ghost within us. Our church is not going to fail. We are going to continue. We are going to be victorious. And regardless of what haters want to say, we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And the blessing of God Almighty and the authority and anointing of His Word is upon us. And I say to this voodoo curse, you will not prevail. You won't prevail. You're not going to prevail. We're not going to be afraid. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in.
It's going up quick.
That's how we do it.
Yep.
We'll burn the rest of that hellish, demonic witchcraft and just let it burn for a while. But I'm here to tell you, we're not quitting. We're not stopping. Okay? You little witchcraft, don't scare me. Never has, never will. Never has, never will. You know why? We are covered in the red, royal, crimson flow of the blood of Jesus Christ, and your witchcraft will not work. Jesus is Lord.
I love that. He's so powerful and just very, very bold. Mm-hmm. And witchcraft will not work. So he's under attacks all the time. You know him personally very well. And people are threatening him all the time.
Yeah. I would love to because, and again, I say he's one of my best friends, known him for 20 plus years. And I would encourage everyone who's watching this video as we pray now to pray, leave a comment to pray, because we need to lift up these bold preachers in this hour in prayer. That's the greatest gift we can give them, is intercede for them. So Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we pray for Pastor Greg Locke. We pray for Pastor Ty. We pray for all of the Locke family. We pray for Global Vision Bible Church. Well, we just pray for angelic protection around them. Yes, on the outside, but on the inside. On the inside, where Satan knows where to shoot his sharpest and most fiery arrows, God. And I pray that you, all these supposed curses would just turn into unbelievable, exponential blessing, God. I pray blessing, and I speak, when someone makes a curse, we speak life, we speak hope. So we all of us together right now, Lord, we speak life over Pastor Locke and favor over that church and blessing over everything they put their hands to do and use them to reach millions of people around the world for the gospel. And Lord, I pray for everybody watching this video that they don't have to live in fear. The blood of Jesus is greater. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word than even the blood of Abel, God, as Hebrews says. And so we just thank you for Greg, bless them, and help us to live boldly and courageously, because Satan is under our feet and no weapon formed against us or our friends or our family, Lord, will succeed. They will all fail. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Malachi, thanks so much for joining us and giving us this update. Continuing on with the witchcraft theme, celebrities admitting to witchcraft practice. In a world where we see the rise of the occult, we are seeing more and more celebrities admitting to being part of the witchcraft scene. As Christians, we need to press in and pray for these people to have their lives changed. Now, one of these people that was exposed by Nick Jones was Kendall Jenner, who has 290 million followers on Instagram. She shared about being a witch on her birthday and actually posted on one of her cakes that witches don't age. Another major celebrity who recently admitted to being a witch is Ariana Grande. Now, Ariana Grande is starring in the new Wicked film. and is apparently more than just an on-screen witch, but is a literal practicing one as well. In an interview, Grande discussed her love for tarot cards and doing readings for people when she is on set. She says that I am the witchiest witch. Pray for celebrities like Jenner and Grande to find the true hope of Jesus Christ. Next, we have Pope Francis appointing a pro-LGBTQ preacher. Pope Francis has sparked controversy among Catholics by appointing a pro-LGBTQ Father Roberto Pasolini as the preacher of the papal household. Concerns about Father Pasolini stem from past statements in which he speculated that same-sex relationships in biblical narratives. In one instance, he encouraged imagining a homosexual relationship between Jonathan and King David. He suggested that the Roman centurion's concern for his servant could have hinted at a romantic bond, rhetorically asking, why was he so dear to him? Why was he working well? Maybe there was a relationship between the two of them. Pasolini went even further, suggesting that homosexuality might have existed within the circle of the disciples, between Jesus and the disciples, Jesus and Lazarus, citing strong expressions of love in Scripture, such as when it was written that Jesus loved Lazarus. He also encouraged Catholics to engage with gay culture, recommending watching Brokeback Mountain, reading gay novels, living with our gay friends, and listening to them as they would listen to the Lord. Definitely keep our Catholic brothers and sisters in the Lord in prayer. With this person coming to influence in a more prominent position, be careful. And an update on Gateway Church. Layoffs are coming amidst the massive tithing drop. Robert Morris resigned from the church after the truth about his past affair with an underage girl came to light, and the church has been dealing with the fallout ever since. Gateway has announced that layoffs for staff members are on the horizon amid a drop in tithing. Gateway elder Kenneth Fambro gave an update on the financial status of the church last week. He says that we have in fact seen our tithes reduce between 35 and 40%. As a result, we really need to go and start looking at the ministry itself and looking into some staff reductions. He says, if your department is dissolved or reduced, you will receive the same severance package as those who took the voluntary severance. That is 1 month for every year of service, up to 4 months. Continue to pray for Gateway and all who have been affected by the swift changes that have taken place this year. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. Thank you.